Welcome to Narratives. Left to fend for herself at an early age, Sasha Tort has made her way in a world full of skullduggery, scoundrels and fantastic cakes in deepest, darkest 19th century Tasmania. Then she is betrayed by a spurned suitor.
It is every woman's fear she will turn into her mother. And my mother, Rose Tort, is widely believed to be an adulteress, strumpet and murderess. So the battle appears lost, as I have now been convicted of murder. However, I wish to state categorically that I, Sasha Tort, am innocent of such a crime. One does not have to be a mind reader to know you are thinking, why is she lying? After all, most guilty people protest their innocence. Well, let me assure you, my dears, I haven't lost hope of eventually being freed. Internment does not become me, and several months of injustice have played havoc with my figure. Given I'm now 22 years of age, I suspect my lovely 18-inch waist has been consigned to the past. Confined within these grim bluestone walls, I often don't know what to do with myself, and time weighs heavily upon me. So I have decided to write this memoir in order to distract and amuse myself. And if it should be published, after I slip from the mortal coil, I hope it will entertain you too, my dear reader, for I seek not to be morally instructive, but merely to examine my role in what the lawyer, Mr. Algernon Wolfe, terms Miss Sasha Tort's spectacular public downfall. Honestly, I don't know why that cad simply doesn't just bill me as a freakish circus act and be done with it. Clearly, it wasn't enough for Mr. Wolfe to twist the truth and pervert the course of justice in order to persuade Wolfetown citizens that I'm guilty of murder. I'm also convinced Algernon's ongoing persecution of me probably has something to do with the well-known fact that he loathes free-spirited women such as I. Perhaps his unremitting hatred of me has something to do with the fact that his great-great-grandmother, the exotic, free-willing Miss Marigold Wolfe, left an indelible stain on the Wolfe family dynasty. For wherever Marigold Wolfe went, scandal was sure to follow. She's always fascinated me, and I wish I could have known her. By all accounts, Marigold was a woman who knew how to play the shoddy cards she'd been dealt by fate. Algernon Wolfe is a strange bird. At the age of 31, he persists in living in his magnificent mansion with only manservants for company. Algernon eschews all contact with females, and his loathing of the fairer sex extends to his exclusively male stable of horses and hunting dogs, all of whom are ungelded and therefore visibly male. God knows what Mr. Wolfe does when female bees cheekily pollinate his Brussels sprouts, or female welcome swallows have the temerity to provide him with evening song. The gossips maintain that Algernon's heart was gouged from his chest on his wedding day when he was left standing at the altar. The best man had to break the news to him that in the dark of night, his blushing bride had gathered up her trousseau and absconded to Sicily with the notorious bushranger Fabrizio Costanzo. Fabrizio had grown up with Algernon, but what made it especially galling for the lawyer was that for 18 months he'd knocked himself out to extricate the devilishly handsome bushranger from prison, and also succeeded in securing Costanzo a full pardon. Obviously justice is not as blind as we like to think she is. The first time I stood in the dock, being brutally cross-examined by Algernon, I stared into his merciless pale blue eyes and knew, without a doubt, that I was about to become the whipping girl for the fairer sex. I also intuited that this was why my nemesis, Roger Dasher, had contracted Mr. Wolfe to do his dirty work.
You have been listening to Leslie Truffle, reading from her book, The Scandalous Life of Sasha Tort. Narratives is produced by Karina Wynne-Moylan of Arts Canvas Bay FM 99.9 and is supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.